October 2013 Conference Notebook. What I, the Lord, have spoken, I have spoken, whether by mine own voice or by the voice of my servants, it is the same. As you review the October 2013 General Conference, you can use these pages and conference notebooks in future issues to help you study and apply the recent teachings of the living prophets and apostles and other church leaders. Prophetic words on marriage. Marriage between a man and a woman is fundamental to the Lord's doctrine and crucial to God's eternal plan. Marriage between a man and a woman is God's pattern for a fullness of life on earth and in heaven. God's marriage pattern cannot be abused, misunderstood, or misconstrued. Not if you want true joy. God's marriage pattern protects the sacred power of procreation and the joy of true marital intimacy. We know that Adam and Eve were married by God before they ever experienced the joy of uniting as husband and wife. Elder Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, Decisions for Eternity, Ensign, November 2013, page 108. Drawing Parallels, God's Love. Some of the most important topics are addressed by more than one General Conference speaker. Here is what three speakers said about God's love for us. Your Heavenly Father loves you, each of you. That love never changes. It is simply there. President Thomas S. Monson. The Savior is always near, especially in sacred places and in times of need. And sometimes, when I least expect, I feel almost like He taps me on the shoulder to let me know He loves me. Elder Terence M. Vinson of the 70. I bear witness that no one is a stranger to our Heavenly Father. There is no one whose soul is not precious to Him. Bishop Gerald Cosset, First Counselor in the Presiding Bishopric. Prophetic Promise. It's natural to have questions. The acorn of honest inquiry has often sprouted and matured into a great oak of understanding. There are few members of the church who, at one time or another, have not wrestled with serious or sensitive questions. One of the purposes of the church is to nurture and cultivate the seed of faith, even in the sometimes sandy soil of doubt and uncertainty. Faith is to hope for things which are not seen, but which are true. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, my dear friends, please, first, doubt your doubts before you doubt your faith. We must never allow doubt to hold us prisoner and keep us from the divine love, peace, and gifts that come through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, Second Counselor in the First Presidency, Come Join With Us, Ensign, November 2013, page 23. Answers for you. Each conference, prophets and apostles give inspired answers to questions church members may have. Use your November 2013 issue or visit conference.lds.org to find answers to these questions. What can I do if a family member has strayed from the gospel? See Henry B. Eyring, To My Grandchildren. Is there a safe place to raise our children? See Boyd K. Packer, The Key to Spiritual Protection. Why is the influence of women important? See D. Todd Christofferson, The Moral Force of Women. Ward and General Missionary Funds. I thank you for your generous contributions. The need for help is ongoing. That we might continue to assist those who desire to serve is great, but who do not, by themselves, have the means to do so. President Thomas S. Monson, Welcome to Conference, Ensign, November 2013, pages 4 and 5. Note: to read, watch, or listen to General Conference addresses, visit conference.lds.org. End of the article, October 2013 Conference Notebook, read by Van Farnworth.